call the House Special Committee on Military Veterans Affairs to order, please. It's Tuesday, April 3rd at 1:05. And let the record reflect that we have in attendance Representative Dahl, Representative Faircloth, Ramris, my good buddy Dahlstrom, and who did I forget? What did I say?
Dahl.
I did say Dahl. I'm sorry. Ledoux. And myself, Bob Roses, Chair. And we have before us today, I believe we have House Bill 184.
Do you remember whether we moved the bill or not?
I don't think we did. And we're also joined by Representative Kawasaki. I don't remember whether we moved the bill or not. Go ahead and move the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to make the motion to move House Bill number 184, version M, with zero attached fiscal notes.
Thank you. Any discussion on the bill? Representative Kawasaki.
It's right here. You and I, Mr. Chairman, have already discussed a lot of the issues I had, and I guess I just need to reiterate them for the record. I think that I don't like the idea that this money is going out of state first. I have some concerns about whether this, in fact, dedicates funds I don't know much about the organization, but I know that several thousand organizations, in fact, sprung up directly as a result of 9/11. I think that the money should go to servicemen and women and their families. I'd like to find another way to make sure that this revenue stays within the state of Alaska. I don't have any amendments, and I won't object to seeing it moved out of committee. I think you already have the votes for it. So,
Representative Faircloth?
Just to follow up on Representative Kawasaki's statements, we did have a previous person testify before us that the money actually stays within the state of Alaska. So there is an umbrella organization that's established, but and there may be a funding stream where it goes out of state and it's returned to the state. I just was wondering if we might bring the previous speaker forward to again clarify for the record that this money does go to serve Alaskans and Alaskan families that are serving in our military.
We actually support. Do. Thank you, Representative Faircloth. We do have in the audience Pat Carter, but we also have online Martin Boyer, who is the one that originally started Support Our Troops Incorporated. Martin, are you online?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear the concern or the question that was brought forward, sir?
Yes, I did, sir.
Would you please state your name and affiliation for the record?
Yes, my name is Martin Boyer, spelled B-O-I-R-E, and I am chairman of Support Our Troops, Inc., which is a 501c3.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Are there questions you want me to answer, or do you want me to just try and answer what I've already heard?
Go ahead and answer what you've heard so far, and if we have any additional questions, we will direct them towards you.
The corporate policies that were adopted by the Board of Directors, I think it's policy 05-3, otherwise it might be 06-3, actually specifies that plate revenues from the sale of a license plate in any state will be spent to benefit the troops and the families of that state. Most states do not mandate that at all, but it just struck us as an obvious thing that we should do. And so our corporate policy and what we told IRS we would do says that. Second, money is, I mean, there was a question about our overhead in 05 was about 17%. That's less than many. And somebody said, well, that 17% is going to go to Florida. Well, every corporation is housed somewhere. But the money, actually, that 17% doesn't go to Florida. Actually, the bulk of that's going to be spent in Alaska on radio, TV, direct mail to encourage the sales of the plate in Alaska on Alaskan companies. And, I mean, those are the procedures that are in place at this point regarding the expenditure of the money. And frankly, I would also point out that we're going to be bringing more money into Alaska than the plate generates, because, I mean, we own the trademark and we control it, and that's going to start producing revenue from stickers and clothes and so forth, and many other sources out there, like the Remington Arms Company that's putting on charitable events and other major corporations that are showing up. And it's the local disbursement boards in each state that know the families and the family know them. It's going to decide who gets the money. So there's, it's not like there's this one revenue center and the state's going to lose money. Actually, by participating in this program, the goal is to bring a lot more money into the people that deserve it and need it from us civilians.
Okay. Representative Kawasaki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There is an article in the Constitution that says that we can't dedicate funds, Article 9, Section 7 of the state Constitution. And part of the problem with this bill, as I see it, is that, and I know that there's wording that, kind of addresses the issue, but I guess I'd just like to hear you speak to it. If the state were to later on decide that we did not want to appropriate the funds from the sale of these plates, because it is legislative discretion, right? I guess what would you do? What would you say to that?
Me?
Sure, go ahead, Martin.
Well, I'm not prepared. I mean, even though I'm a lawyer, I don't know Alaska law, so I'm certainly not prepared to interpret a constitution or what people have done or may be planning to do with funding on this or any other plate, but my attitude is that these troops are abroad. Even if they're not abroad, they're sacrificing daily to protect all of us, even when it's as simple as a hurricane in Florida or an earthquake or a tsunami or a volcano of natural disasters. And so, you know, I'd rather we'll get the plate out there. The state still holds on to the money, and if there's some problem later, well, we will work all of that out.
Let me rephrase the question that I think Representative Kawasaki asked. What he said was, since we do not have line item authority where we can't earmark funds, what happens is each year the legislature would have to appropriate the amount of money that had been collected on behalf of those plates each year. What would happen if we started doing this and another legislator 2 years from now, 4 years from now, decided not to appropriate the money for those plates that had been purchased? I think his question was, what position would that put support our troops in, and what kind of action or reaction would you have in that regard?
Don't know. Never thought it through before. A couple of states, one of them in particular, actually just amended the Constitution to remove that prohibition in order to put the plate on the road and do it. You know, that's not at play here. Don't know, but I mean, it's not our policy to go out and start big public fights about things that affect the troops' families, because, you know, good people trying to do a good thing don't serve anybody by fighting amongst themselves in public. And so we just have to see. I mean, I guess it's an appropriation, and each year we have to prove we're worth it to get it.
I think Pat Carter's here, and we're also joined by Representative Book as he's coming in. So Pat, did you want to comment on that? Please state your name and affiliation with the record.
For the record, my name is Pat Carter. I represent and support our troops on this issue. What I would suspect would happen is that if the legislature decided that they were not going to appropriate the funds to support our troops, they would have a reason for that. You know, support our troops had not done the following things in accordance with what the legislature thought was prudent practices or whatever it happened to be. And either we would take corrective action to reestablish our good name with the legislature, or whatever was appropriate. And if we weren't able to satisfy the legislature, then the money would just get rolled into the general fund.
Okay. Any further questions from anyone on the committee?
I just have one further comment, if I may.
Please.
As I was... We just signed the plate into law in Idaho. Actually, we entered into a joint agreement out there with one of the agencies to start implementing and streamlining disbursements and so forth. But as I was passing through the Salt Lake City Airport on last Wednesday, I was sitting there having a Coke, and the gentleman next to me had a screensaver that popped up and had three guys standing there in fatigues. And I decided to be bold and intrusive, and I just said, "Wow, who are those?" And he said, "Well, those are two of my buddies, and the third's me from Fallujah." And he said, I said, "Well, who are you?" And he says, "Well, I'm Andrew Davenport from Alaska, and I'm going home, and I'm in the Naval Reserve." So I said, "Wow, here, have a sticker. This is what we're doing." He says, "Well, you tell them I'd like to buy one of those plates." So I just passed that on from you know, one of your locals.
Representative Ramirez.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to buy one of those plates, too. Fort Wainwright's 55% of my district, and more than that with off-post housing. So, yeah, I'll be signing up as soon as they're available. And as long as Dwayne Bannock is in charge, I'm quite confident that Department of Motor Vehicles is going to see, he runs a spick-and-span joint down there at DMV. I'm quite confident that the Director of Motor Vehicles will see to it that the money leaves his pot, makes it into the supporter troops pot. He's a fine man and very squeaky clean when it comes to running that department like a well-oiled machine. And I want to get me one of them plates, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions of the presenter, or any other questions of anybody that we have online? Mr. Bannock, you are online, I assume.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, I didn't even know that, Mr. Chairman.
I thought I would say that since we spoke about you, we thought we'd give you an opportunity.
I'm blushing. Thank you for those very kind words.
I'd like to recant, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Okay. Anybody else that wishes to testify on this bill? Do we have anybody else online besides the two that we have? And no one. Okay. I'm going to close public testimony, and I think you have an amendment, don't you, Representative Dahlstrom?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I do have an amendment, and would it be amendment number one?
Yes.
Does everyone have a copy of it in the packet? And if I may speak to this, Mr. Chair?
Please.
The first thing I'd like to do is offer a conceptual amendment on page 1, line 23. You see the first word is reserve, and then there's a comma. I would request that we remove at no charge. So you can just have a blank there. So it would be receive a plate under, and then the P is in paren or Q in paren. And so that's just a conceptual to clean it up. And then if you want to adopt that or whatever you wish, I can go right into the rest of the amendment.
Do you want to move your amendment?
Okay, I wish to move conceptual amendment number one.
And I'm going to object just for the sake of discussion.
Perfect. I'm kind of going to talk about the whole amendment in the process, just because it's very short, very easy to do. But basically, my office and probably several of you have been approached by folks who are veterans who would qualify for a veteran's plate under the subsection, and they would like to just have a plate that says that they are a veteran, or they may like to have a plate that says, you know, the branch that they came from, but they don't necessarily wish to have the wheelchair on their plate if they are a handicapped veteran. We have many handicapped veterans who qualify but who say, "I'm not going to take that plate because I'm going to walk from wherever it is, or I'm going to leave those plates for someone else," and they don't wish to have that. They would like the choice of having the Purple Heart or just a veteran. I shouldn't say just, because there's no just in any of this with veterans, have the honor of having the veteran's plate or their Purple Heart. And so that's the purpose of this amendment, and doesn't carry, this amendment doesn't change anything else pertaining to the bill, doesn't add any additional special parking privileges. It gives our veterans the opportunity to make that choice, which I think, considering the choice that they made to defend us, defend freedom, leave their families, I think that for me it's a very easy choice to make, and so I would ask for a positive vote from the committee on the conceptual amendment and on amendment number one as a whole.
Anyone have any questions of the maker of the amendment? Any discussion, Representative Faircloth?
I think I'm just lost, so I need clarification. On the amendment, I'm looking on page 2, and it is referring to page 1, which I'll just confirm that's page 1 of 25-LS0621/M?
Yes.
Correct. Okay, and it says delete section 1, which is referring to how the department... Delete just the section 1.
Yes, just the section 1.
Got it, got it. I was thinking.
Very easy to do, right, just in the renumbering. So I'm glad you brought that up for everybody's clarification. Thank you.
Well, the point that I was going to make, even if the words are there, is it's two separate items. One is how the department is, and I'm not in opposition at all.
Right.
I just was wondering why we're deleting section 1 as far as the numbering and rolling it into section 2. Is that correct?
The advice that, through the chair, the advice that that I was given through the Ledge Legal that did the rewriting on this is that was the proper way to do it.
Okay.
Well, why don't we do with this? Why don't we deal with this as a conceptual amendment and go ahead and take care of that, and then between here and the next committee, we'll make sure that we get this taken care of as in terms of proper format that we have, so that we're not.
I withdraw my concerns. Your staff just clarified it for me. I understand. It doesn't roll it in. It's. I was caught on the total deletion of the entire paragraph, and then I moved into more clarity, but not all the way there, that it was rolling into the second. And now that it's 2020, it just renumbers and starts
That's
it
perfect.
Over.
Okay,
so thank
you for your question.
Any other questions or concerns or on the amendment? Seeing none, I will remove my objection. So are there any other objections to the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment passes, and we now have before us House Bill 184 as amended. Any further discussion? Anyone opposed to House Bill 184 as amended? Seeing none, House.
I think I need to make a motion.
Go ahead. I thought you already did, but go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to make the motion that House Bill number 184, version M, with amended. Conceptual amendment and written amendment be passed from this body with individual recommendations and attached 0 fiscal note.
Okay. Seeing no objection, House Bill 184 as amended has passed the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. Thank you very much. Any other items on the agenda?
Did you get me, dude?
Seeing none, I am going to adjourn at 1:25. Thank you very much.